give us some figgy pudding, and welcome to Roms Over Baghdad, episode 186. Does anybody even eat figgy pudding anymore? The answer is no, but the cat's very excited about it in the back with Mary's coming over to check on the figgy pudding. Wanted to join in on the Christmas carols. I'm your host, Albie. Joining me today, Mary, figgy pudding, are you a fan?
I can't say that I've ever had it, so okay. I don't know. I do enjoy figs. I have a fig tree in my backyard.
Wow.
So,
well, get on the figgy pudding. Let us know.
I mean, I don't think my tree makes enough figs to make a proper figgy pudding. I don't know, though, because I've never made it. Yeah. It's good in oatmeal in the summer mornings when we have it. So
that sounds good. Now, fig's the one that a bee dies inside of, or is that?
Wasp.
And that's only certain varieties figs, not all of them. We have like a turkey fig tree, and they don't do that. They're self-pollinating or whatever the hell.
Yes, I didn't know figs grew in Texas. I didn't know figs grew in the United States, to be honest with you. That's exciting.
Really?
Yeah, I never knew they grew in the United States.
Okay.
I don't recommend getting a fig tree for your backyard because it grows like fucking crazy and you have to like hack down all of the branches every winter and it's a pain in the ass. So you get free figs, but I'd rather just buy them at the grocery store, really.
I've now typed into Google Pennsylvania figs and I'm excited to tell you I assume they can grow in my area. So maybe I'll grow a fig tree.
Figs look real weird when you cut them up.
They do.
There's also a lot of pictures here of, like, some weird... Don't look at Google Images for Pennsylvania figs. It's not what you're gonna... You're not
now that you said that, I'm going
don't,
to.
Yeah.
Some like, weird things. All right, fine. There's a person named P.A. Fig. Figs.
Images. Do you have safe search off?
You know I do. Let's not play. Right, DJ, friend of the show, DJ here, and Jake. And there's the two introductions I did not get to.
Hello.
Sorry, bringing in monopolized the intros with the fig talk. But
I'm getting nothing bad here with Pennsylvania fig.
Really? Because I just got...
I got some figs and, like, a dude would just, like, hold the fig tree and just like, hey, check it out, it's a fig tree.
Here's one of the things that came up for Pennsylvania fig for me.
Huh.
What?
What is that?
That is the figs. And you can get tickets to the Capitol Room in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, if you're interested in maybe going to see these fine, fine people perform some of the classic music that I'm sure they make. You can go. I'll link that in chat. There you go.
I already linked it.
Oh, well, now we're doubling our efforts. See? Always give 200%, Mary. And that's what we did today. Cool. I also got this man giving the most, like, skeptical. Just giving sass. Just sassing.
Does he have giant Photoshopped anime eyes, too, or not?
What? Say that
no,
again?
No, he doesn't. Everything.
He's giving some sass, though, I feel like. He's sassing. Sassing frassing.
My Google image search results are pretty benign.
Yeah, I got nothing.
There's a lot of fig.
I got a guy.
I'm not sure how you if you spelled Pennsylvania wrong or
if you spelled fig wrong. How'd you spell fig?
I did put two G's in the fig, so that might have been.
Well, there you go. That's double your problem the right there.
Well, there you go. There.
Now there's got a bunch of houses.
There's your problem. Double the fig in Pennsylvania.
Now I've just got houses and bridges.
Yep.
Cool.
Was it figs with two G's and an S?
Now you spell Pennsylvania.
That's what it is.
Penn. Sly. Vania. Please, I know how to spell my own state name. Come on now, let's not.
There's a band called The Figs with two G's, and that's why Thowden got that.
Okay. The Figs. The Pennsylvania Figs.
Can you spell Pennsylvania again for me quickly?
P-E-N-N-S-Y-L.
You said Penn Sly.
Penn Slyvania. I don't know. That's the way I always... It's not actually how you spell Sly. I get you. I know, but I like calling it the Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The Pennsylvanian Dutch.
This is a great intro.
Thank
to
you.
The podcast.
I
episode.
Know it is. It's very exciting.
Just A+.
Chef kiss.
By the way, this is audible. About video games.
Welcome to the video game podcast. Favorite fig in a video game in 2019. What we got? What are we out there doing? Can you even think of a game with a fig in it this year? No.
I haven't played that new Stardew Valley patch, so maybe there are now. I don't know.
Were there any games that were funded on Fig?
Oh
yeah.
Games funded on... When is Psychonauts 2 coming out? Is that out yet? Is that... Nobody knows! Good! Okay, Fig.
I'm making a face like that second image of the dude you posted, where he's just like...
Apparently, What the Golf was campaigned on Fig. So
okay.
That's the closest thing. Outer Wilds was apparently campaigned on Fig.
Outer Wilds?
Okay, well, that came out this year, so there you go. Boom.
It still says in development, so that's questionable, but... And my favorite game, scroll up to it. Jay and Silent Bob, Chronic Blunt Punch, is in development.
Oh boy.
That's a great name for a game.
Yeah, it is.
Solid work out there.
Or a professional wrestling finishing move.
Excellent.
In Terabang Entertainment.
Could also be a good, Limit Break in Final Fantasy, you know? Chronic Blunt Punch. I mean, yeah, I could see it. Sure. It's like one of those funny moves, you gotta do some kind of special side quest where Cloud gets smoked up on dope or something, and then it's like the Chronic Blunt Punch, and it's like, it's a little side Limit Break.
Now you're bringing heroin to this? What?
Of course.
Oh, this man, it's
a gateway drug, Jake. Please, it's a gateway drug.
I think this game's got boob physics.
What? It's got a boner in it, too, looking at the...
Outer Wilds?
The first assist reveal is the boner body bag bounce. Under pressure, you can call out an assist from Big D, who rushes in the level with a body bag with a familiar stiff with a... Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Quality writing.
Maybe this video game doesn't need to exist.
Okay, great. Final Fantasy 14. Speaking of limit breaks, let me talk to you about the hit new game of 2019. My cat. He's here behind me now. Yeah. He just climbed up my spine on that one. That's good. That hurt a lot.
That's not the cat chair.
That's not the cat chair. He's making a hard choice. Now he's staring off at something in the distance. Final Fantasy 14 is actually surprisingly fun. I started it a bit this week. I guess I had 5 days free time or something like that for game time. And I checked it out. And I like it a lot. And I'm going to keep playing it. It's cool. I'm playing a roguish lass. The fire giant race. The Roganars. They're tall, big people.
So not a cat girl?
No. I have more self-respect.
That's a shame.
Then why are you even playing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. It's fun. I don't know. It's a cool game. I talked about it a little bit when I played it a while ago. For week or something like that, I played.
So you started new character again.
New character from the ground up, because I had no idea what the hell I was doing on my previous character, who was only at level 20, so it wasn't like it took very long to make a new character anyway. So.
What level are you at now?
27? 28?
Oh, look at that. Fair enough.
So I passed it already, and doing well. It's fun. I like the kind of the class quest stuff in it. It's a kind of smooth game. It moves at a decent pace. I like all the crafting stuff. It has, you can you have to equip crafting gear, and then it changes your class to, like,
right.
cook or something like that.
And jobs. Then you, yeah. Is that the thing? Jobs? I forgot.
Jobs, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's, like, interesting. Like, there's, for cooking, it's, like, very much like an, almost like an Iron Chef kind of thing, like the storyline and stuff. And they made each, like, you know, every job have its own little story and stuff. It's very well done in, like, making you care about playing through all the different classes and stuff. It's cool. I started off as a big lady with an axe, and I was like, eh, I don't really like big lady with an axe. Let's be big lady with some knives, and it worked out better. It's a lot more fun being sneaky.
Did you have to re-roll an entire character to do that?
Oh, I just felt like doing it because I had lost.
But what's the mechanism?
Doing.
Like, can you do it on the fly?
Yeah,
do
you don't
have to restart.
You don't really have to make a new character because you can learn job, like basically any job on every character. And at least when I played it, you needed to level like multiple jobs to unlock some different classes and stuff. So
I think that's right. Yeah, like I think there's. Not entirely sure, but I think Samurai might be one that you have to unlock. And a few other, you have to have different things to unlock down the
road.
Yeah,
like, I was aiming to unlock Ninja, and I remember it was a total pain in the ass, which is why I quit playing that game, basically. That and the monthly fee, so.
Sure,
yeah.
I'm not entirely sure, though. I don't know if I think they might have changed that. I think that was one of the
they
things
might
they
have,
might
have, I think so, yeah.
Forget. Anyway,
there's been a ton of changes to that game and multiple expansions that I would have to buy now. So,
$20, buy one.
Oh, wait, you still have to buy expansions? Yeah.
You buy one expansion. If you buy Shadowbringers, you get all the expansions. So it's not like you buy any of them.
Really? Okay. No. That's not so bad.
I mean, as long as you have the base game, monthly, but the base game is only.
You do, yeah.
Like, you can get the base game, I think, for like $5 or something right now. So it's not like a huge expense. So if you spend $25, I think you get even some free time with that Shadowbringers thing, maybe like a $60.
Yeah, you probably get like a month free, typically.
You better.
When you buy stuff, yeah.
Yep. But it doesn't take that long. I was surprised. Like, I breezed through 20 levels of it, and I was like, wow, okay, that's took me and only playing a little bit. I've also been racing. Friend of the show, anime editor Pop Cans, in Trails in the Sky, the hit JRPG. He is fucking beating me badly. I'll be honest with you. He is moving at a pace that poor old Thoughton can't match that. He is a well-practiced JRPG person, and I am like, all right, how do I equip a potion? What are we doing over here? Oh, no. What's a potion do? How do I bring my person back to life? Keep fucking losing people. Like, they would just die, and then, like, uh-oh, well, I gotta go get a potion to revive them, because I keep forgetting to buy the fucking Phoenix Down equivalent. And it's, I'm just not practiced in the ways of JRPG anymore.
Yeah, from what I remember playing the intro of that game, it has, like, a fairly complicated, like, magic system where you equip different elemental stones and stuff, too.
Yep.
So, if he's really good and fast at JRPGs, that shit probably isn't much for him, but it was kind of like, I need to look up a guide now because I don't want to fuck this up. And there's a lot of talking to people too, and it seems like in that game you wouldn't want to like speed through it.
Sure.
So I don't know why you guys picked this for a challenge. I don't know.
I know we were shit talking each other, that's all. I don't know. And at the end of the day, it's just bravado. Just bravado back and forth. And bravado did not win the day, I don't think, this time. So, you know. You do? Also, I've been wanting to play the Trails series, and he had played Cold Steel, which is the other.
Hasn't he been playing?
It's like a spinoff or whatever.
Yeah, they're like two different. There's Trails in the Sky, and then there's Branch
Talks.
Cold Steel.
Yeah.
Talks? I don't know what you're talking
TOCS.
About.
It's like, there were, like, wasn't this a PSP game originally?
Yes, and it's remade.
Yeah. It's like Legend of Heroes is the universe or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a ton of these games.
Yeah, that's the name. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm going to lose that. Thankfully, I didn't bet any money like I did with that stupid bet I made with you over football this year, Optics.
You owe me $5.
Oh.
I know. I owe you $5.
Oh, $5. That's fine.
No one wanted to bet big money. I tried many small money bets I could make.
Poor Red Rocket. He couldn't just do it. He couldn't just, the old hand, Andy Dalton, couldn't outmatch Jameis. I'm going to throw 7 picks and 7 touchdowns in the game, Winston.
He's the best and worst quarterback at every moment.
Every single second. He couldn't. And he's the, what's the Schrodinger cat of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yep.
He's both good and bad at the same time. You never know which until he throws the pass. Yeah. So that's kind of what I've been doing with that. I'll probably have more to talk about with Final Fantasy XIV as I get higher level. Some of that early stuff in Realm Reborn is a little slow.
How much time have you got left? I thought you said you had a free week or something.
5 days? I think it runs out today, so.
Okay, fair enough.
Spend a little bit of money and just play until... Because you can play until level 50 with just the base game. Okay. So think of it as Vanilla WoW. But Vanilla WoW went to 60, didn't it? 65? 60? Mary? 60?
I don't remember. I didn't get that far. I just paid for a month and I was like, I'm good. That's enough. Yep. Thank you, old World of Warcraft. Thanks,
World of Warcraft. I'll see ya.
I want to see the numbers on WoW Classic. How badly that shit just dropped
I
think it's still popular. Ooh.
It didn't help that Blizzard had like their whole controversy going on where they really stepped in the poop, so didn't help with the numbers.
I was a WoW subscriber, and when that stuff happened, I stopped being, so it certainly affected me. And I'm just Joe Blow, so I could see it. I could see it having had an impact, but I still hear, you know, anecdotally from my other friend who's still playing kind of WoW stuff, that he plays WoW Classic every once in a while. So I could see it. I mean, I don't think anyone ever expected it to be like the biggest thing in the world, but I think it's done. And the last thing, DJ, you played some of this last week, and I think Mary did as well.
Well done.
Speedy Battle Cars? The speediest battle? Oh,
The Eliminator is what it's called.
The Eliminator.
Forza Horizon 4 The Eliminator, which was a free update that came out, I think, last week? Sometime.
Is he really answering his phone in the middle of a podcast?
It's very important.
It might be an emergency.
Yeah, you never know. Look at him. Oh, he's smiling. What a nice guy. Look at that guy.
But yeah, do you want to talk about something else until DJ is free again?
Talk about something else.
Sure.
Jake, tell me about skateboarding and Session.
I bought a copy of Session for $10 because it was on sale. I saw it was on sale. And I was like, you know, I played that demo a long fucking time ago. I didn't like the controls. The other option for skateboarding game on PC is Skater XL, and that's like stagnated, and it's
right.
There's no money behind it. It's not getting updates. Session is getting updates, and it is like a video game. It's not just like a tech demo. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it still kind of is, but they're actually like actively working on Session. And one of my favorite skateboarders is part of the tutorial. Like, they paid to have his likeness in it. He doesn't have any voice lines, but it's all written out in like the tutorial.
Is the Eagles winning? And
you could tell that he had a hand in writing those lines because he's pretty funny. And yeah, the leaning to turn is the only thing I'm not having like a good time with. Because I keep trying to turn with the left stick because it's a video game.
Yeah.
And that's what the left stick does.
Huh, okay.
But, like, other than that, it's...
I forgot.
The other things they're doing with the controls are actually pretty cool. So, kind of weighing those. The turning is a little weird, but... With one of the settings, you can make the board, like... If I want to make the board spin, I just hold the stick and it just keeps fucking spinning. It's not like a predetermined thing. So if it's like, if I want to jump the stair set and make the board do a 1080, I can, but I got to flick the stick super goddamn fast to make it do that.
Huh.
Or I can do like infinite kickflips. Like that was kind of a thing I wanted Skate to do. Like
when you say infinite, you mean like if you hold down the buttons, it does like a double kickflip or a triple kickflip, right?
No, I'm saying if I flick the stick and just hold it,
yeah.
The board will just continue to flip. Yeah,
to make double.
And then there's a window where you let go of it and it'll catch it. But if you let go of it in between, like when the board's upside down, it'll try to catch it the next time it comes around. So you just fall over.
Right. It doesn't turn into like a Casper or anything if you catch it halfway. Okay.
And like that was one of the things I was hoping Skate was going to do with their next game, because they were like right there. They had everything kind of set up with the controls and stuff. It's like they had dark slides where you do a kickflip and you hit a button in the middle of it and it catches it upside down. It's like, okay, perfect. Let me take that to a flat ground trick now. And that was like the next logical step of the controls for Skate. And
I swear they did doubles and triple kickflips and stuff in Skate. I swear.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it only went up to 4.
I never tried figuring out how far you could go.
But you couldn't do like 540 shove-its, like the spins.
Right, that's true.
360s, and that was it. So, played around with that. The collision system's a little wonky. Like, in Skate, there was a bit of some leeway, I guess, when you ran into stuff. It's like if you weren't going very fast, you would just go
bounce,
clunk. You just hit it and just stop, and nothing would happen. In this thing, you hit anything, you just fucking ragdoll. It's like you touch anything moving any speed, you ragdoll.
That sounds annoying.
It is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
It is kind of annoying. It's like, oh, I'm moving like maybe a foot a second, and I hit this bench, and my guy just fell over. Sweet. And then
sounds like maybe skateboarding is not the sport for like your main character then. Like that's
wow. Poor knees. Poor legs.
Flops knees. Over instantly.
I mean it's
you know what I'd
it
like
says
to see?
Like on Steam, it says it's a skateboarding simulator, but it's like even if you're moving that slow, you wouldn't just fall. You wouldn't just immediately just go limp and fall.
I'd like to see a, not a bail system, but like a realistic method of like your character model trying to save his body when they're going to bail.
Right, yeah.
Because in most of these games, besides like the old, old Tony Hawk's games, and they were old, they'd just go into a ragdoll. I want to see someone like ball up or like realize they're going to land like on their heels or something, so twist their body. Or something appropriately smart to like try and minimize damage. That'd be cool.
Rather than like a ragdoll.
Like put a little bit of the whatever the GTA physics system is, where the ragdolls try to correct themselves. Euphoria engine, I think, is what GTA uses. That works pretty well. Looks pretty good. But I know like in the Skate games where you could walk, so like 2 up, if you landed a trick like too close to the ground, they would just kind of run it out. Like they wouldn't just fall.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if instead you were a bird? How do you feel about that?
No.
No?
I saw you play that game.
Everybody's been telling me, go play Skatebird. I'm like, no, the game looks fucking dumb. I'm sorry.
It's cute, but it's not what I want.
Like, I don't even want to play a new Tony Hawk game unless it's Tony Hawk Skate 4.
But they got the
you just want skate.
Fingerboards.
Session's all right. Okay. I may have jumped the gun on hating it just because of the controls, but I played for like an hour and I'm still trying to turn with the left stick.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Like I get up and I start moving and I hit the left stick and it doesn't do anything. And my brain is like, why? But well, I kind of understand because the like your left stick is supposed to be your front foot and your right stick is supposed to be your back foot. And then, like, that's how you do all your tricks and stuff.
Why change an engine or mechanic system that's already perfect? Just recreate skate, is what I'm saying.
Because they they want to do more with the trick system.
Fuck them. Skate's fine. Just redo it and you'll make, like, $1 million. Then and like,
that was
like,
that's pretty much my mindset on this thing.
Right? Make your first game.
I bought a copy of Session because I want to see how it goes. I want to see, like, I'll check back in on it and every now and then, you know. But $10 was a good place to come in at.
Yeah,
I think
that's true.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't tried to just basically remake Skate. You've seen like modders and stuff play with some of those tools over the years. Like, why not? I don't know. Like, we've seen there's a game out there of NCAA 14 that somebody kind of ripped some portions of the original NCAA game and made it into, like, their own little thing. Like, why not just play around with ripping it? I think people would appreciate that, even if it...
Making a game is a lot of hard work, right. And
they've
usually
got,
going to...
The thing is, they've got most of the mechanics in there.
Yeah, but I think a lot of the time, if you're making your own game, you want to make something better than what you're kind of...
Right.
What's come before. So, but yeah, I see what you mean.
But also, like, make Skate or, like, make Session or make Skate Skeshen, like, your first game. Make $1 million because everyone knows it's Skate and it's just a clone and everyone wants that right now. And then use like $500,000 of dollars of those dollars to make your own game with the base of Skate already being there, rather than trying to create your left stick, right stick Session bullshit game. Just advance on your current Skate, the current Skate
engine. It's like your player base is coming from Skate because they want Skate, and you just took their controls that they have burned into their brain because they played Skate for hundreds of hours and just fucking threw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
And then there's like, oh, I don't want to fucking play this. This isn't what I want later.
Yeah. And like game two, you can be like, yo, we advanced on the Skate engine. Two legs, two joysticks. Huh?
Like Skater XL is trying to go that approach, but they have no money. Like the development is like extremely slow. The only way, the only area you can play in is this little tiny ass area with like a ramp and like a rail. Like at least the free skate area in Session is like a couple city blocks with like stair sets and there's like cars and shit and like barriers you can jump and benches you can grind and there's some actual ramps and stuff and it's like there's actual shit.
Right.
And then you can go back to your apartment and you can watch your saved clips on the TV or you can go customize your board and stuff. Like, there's video game shit in this already. It just kind of sucks that they took the one thing that everybody is like, hey, I know how to control this fucking game. I want Skate on a PC, and this is basically what it's supposed to be. And they're just like, fuck you. We want to do what we want to do. It's like, eh. It's like, who actually does 720 double flips, though? It's like nobody. It's like you could just stick this to one stick. Like Skate.
Yeah.
It's like the people who are going to be playing Session aren't going to be doing quadruple kickflips down steps. They're doing single or double flips down steps and they make it look as cool as fuck. They're trying to make it look as smooth as possible so they can make a clip and post on YouTube.
Yeah, they're getting like a sweet board slide with late kickflip out. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they don't need this convoluted control scheme.
Yeah, I mean, every time I've heard about Session, it's that. It's the convoluted nature of it. I don't know. Someday, someone will make a good skating game again. There's enough people out there that want it.
I think people have been, like, modding parks or zones into Session, so you may want to look at that. Some people have actually made parks. Like, I think the barracks has been made as a map that you can import in some way in that game.
It's probably an official thing, is my guess.
Oh yeah, it's like 2%.
The barracks, the people
unofficial
that run the barracks, have been looking for a game to throw money at for a while. Like they've tried several times to like start
they have, yeah.
a grassroots Skate 4 thing. Like
Sure.
Hey, bombard EA. We want a video game for all the people, all of us skateboarders who live out in the fucking boonies in the winters. We can't skate. We want to play a video game. We don't want to play Tony Hawk. We want to play skate. EA's being a bitch. And they're sitting on a fucking money pile or potential money pile.
I would be interested to see what their projections on that game would be. Like how much it would make, how much it would take to make that. Because I'm positive they ran those numbers once, and it's got to be the reason they haven't done it yet. Go ahead, DJ. You're going to say something.
Wasn't the Barracks in a skateboarding game?
Yes, it was in Skate 3. I believe it was No. It was in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5.
Oh, was it? Great.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I want to get that game. It just never goes cheap in price. It's so annoying.
No, do not give them your money. Don't buy that game.
I want to give them like $5 of my money, not like
$20. No, you work to earn that money. They cranked out a shitty Tony Hawk game.
And I
multiple shitty Tony Hawk games, and they do not deserve your fucking money.
I
want to
skate
that
with
shit.
The rapper man. I forget his name. It was an ASAP something, I'm sure. It was one of the ASAPs, I bet.
Rapper man. Rap.
I know Lil Wayne was in it.
Lil Wayne?
It was probably Lil Wayne, that was it. There was another random person in that as well.
Lil Wayne still out there making records? Or is he just is he just out there? Laying hot beats?
Didn't he win fucking Unmasked Singer or something? Masked Singer?
Interesting. I did not know that. If it did, all I know is Antonio Brown didn't win, am I right? Woo!
Good. I don't know who that is.
Well, boy, do I have a deep rabbit hole for you to go down, my friend.
Is this a football thing?
Mr. Yes. Big Chest. That's all you need to know.
Mary, what did you play?
Oh, God. T-Pain won, Masked Singer.
Okay, T-Pain.
Oh, great.
I didn't know that was the thing you could win, even. Go ahead, Mary.
I reinstalled Forza Horizon 4.
The Eliminator?
That Battle Royale mode is super fun.
Holy
I don't
shit,
know
is
what
it
is, but I really like Battle Royale games when they don't involve shooting people, like for some
sure.
reason.
Sure.
Like, uh-huh. I love Tetris 99. I was surprised how much I liked Forza Horizon 4 Eliminator. It's a ton of fun. The highest I've ever got so far playing is just fourth place, but I've actually beat people. It's a really good Ooh. Feeling when you have a lower tier car and you beat somebody because you're better at dodging trees than they are.
Ah, the tree.
That's what I have determined a lot of this game is who is the best at driving through forests, like who is the best at off-roading, getting to a spot as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that's what I mentioned when I originally said this game, of, like, sometimes, a lot of the time, you don't want that, like, level 7 Porsche, because that level 7 Porsche really sucks off-road, so you actually want the, like, trophy truck, or Ford Raptor,
right.
or something, that will beat a Porsche.
But yeah, I've had a lot of fun playing that game, and I'm glad I reinstalled it, because yep. It's a lot of fun, and it's a good length of, like, video game time. Like, you just play it for, like, an hour, you're satisfied.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a very satisfying mode, for sure. Like, it's a lot more exciting than just, like, normal races. Different things happen in each game. I have found people trying to hide at, like, the edge of the circle, and you honk your horn at them, and they are compelled to race you. Like, they don't have a choice. And it's just a lot of fun. I was surprised at how fun it is. Like, it's a ton of fun.
For something so simple and, like, a map so big, it really does work.
Yep. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I wish it was a little quicker to get into, but I just enjoy it so much. Like, I wish it was not... Sometimes it takes a little bit, and it seems a little clunky in, like, the menu system stuff. Like, I wish it was just a little smoother. Like, I wish almost, like, there was just, like, a main menu, and you could just go, all right, I'm just going to be playing this for 10 hours, so you immediately get back in and just kind of keep going. But overall, like, just fun. Just driving a little Mini Cooper around. It works really well. It's cool. I enjoy it a lot.
And at least I didn't have a problem finding games. Like, I was playing it on the weekend, and it's only 60 players instead of, like, 100. So it doesn't take very long at all to find a game, at least for me so far. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I just love the design of the ending. Like, you get down to a certain point, it's no longer about eliminating people. It's just pick a point. It's so good. The intensity increases, and you see... And I was in this little town, and you saw all the cars just turn at once and go turn around, and like it just became like this rat race, like red line. Just everybody's going in one direction through trees and anything you can get in your way, like a madcap dash in like the direction of the ending. Oh, it's very good. It's a lot of fun.
I wasn't a super fan of some of the narration in the Eliminator.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Like they. It's really annoying. On one game, the like the announcer guy decided to do a really shitty Arnold Schwarzenegger impression for like all of it, and I hated it. Really, it was just no.
Please, God, don't let him do the "I'll be black" thing. I'll be back.
Wow,
please. I don't want to hear it. I heard it in high school. Every day, I don't want to hear it again in my video game. Okay. I don't want to do it. Please. I feel like that's all Forza though. Like I didn't enjoy any of
all
the,
of the.
It's terrible stuff.
All the voice work is pretty stupid. It's like
cringy.
Yeah, it's like look at us. We can actually buy these cars.
We're
of people.
British. Like it's very like
yeah.
Let's pick the most British
people.
We voted
for Brexit.
Yeah.
They're like sassy, smarmy. Yeah. Like they think they're so clever and it makes you want to punch something a lot of the time. And you're not allowed to because you're not racing these people. They're just annoying and talking to you.
The lead lady who hosts the festival, which is like every festival, she's actually okay.
Sure.
She's just like, hey, go do
she's
this.
Fine.
Hey, we found this. I think you'll enjoy this, blah, blah, blah. She's not like, hey, did you see that kick-ass Mustang? Why aren't you driving your Mercedes-Benz and catch up with it?
And she says my name, too, so I appreciate that.
What is your name?
Mary.
Says my name in Forza as well, and I'm still... kind of not over it. Like, it freaks
it's
me
cool.
out every time.
You people, and you're getting lucky having some of these systems be able to say your fucking name. I'm out here going, they don't even have, like, Al in some of these. And I'm like, well, what am I going to go with some fake
Al.
Name?
They Al is have... not a British name.
No Albies out there. Definitely no
Albert?
Thousands. No Alberts. Albert's terrible. I don't want to be called Albert. That's not my name.
That's a good British name.
Ugh. I went with Arthur, I think. I think that's what I went with. Just cause
why did none of you choose a nickname?
No.
I think it's cool that they'll actually say my name, like in my Tokimeki Memorial.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
dude. Like any kind of single player game I play, and it's like enter a character name. I just put my fucking first name. I was like, I don't care.
Yep. I do too. Yeah.
Depends. If it's a fantasy game, I'll make a name. But most of the time, I just go with default. Yeah. Fantasy, I'll go with Doughton.
It's fun when I win a race and the guy goes, "Well done, bro, Tato."
No.
You're the
if
worst.
If somebody looked at me and said, "Well done, bro, Tato." I don't know what I would do, but it wouldn't be good.
I'd run him over with my car.
Just spin it, just do a donut and flatten him like a fucking pancake. Yeah, that's fine.
With the nude anime lady on the side.
Yep. No, just like spin a donut, just hit him with the side of the car. Don't run him over. Don't want to kill the dude. Just want to like give him some bruises. Be like, yo, that shit's unacceptable. Don't say that stuff anymore.
If I did have one complaint about this battle royale mode, it's that there are no skins for the cars.
Yeah.
They're all just default.
Lame.
Yeah.
Lame.
I just want it on like random lame. Cycle. Like that's what I would want.
Mm-hmm.
Like
every time you pick it up. Bring in your own.
Sure.
Yeah, if you've bought those cars, if they're in your collection and you've set them up, they should pull from that. But I don't know.
I would love it if they pick the worst ones, like the worst.
So all my car skins.
Terrible car skins, just all awful. Like drawn by a 4-year-old, just they look terrible. Lowest rated ones on their store or whatever, and it's like, here you go.
Just eye searing patterns that are
perfect. That's what I want.
It would be fun, but no. They're all just regular ass cars.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The only other things I can add really is it's been asked for an age, and when like the new Toyota Supra was like being announced, like everyone in the community was like, oh, they're gonna finally partner with Toyota, is it finally gonna happen? And like,
is that a Supra?
Quite literally today I just casually noticed that like it occurred. I didn't see the news release or anything, but yeah, I have two Toyota cars in my car list, and it the best Toyota, the 1998 Toyota Supra with that fucking stupid spoiler, and really cool like Japanese style like aerodynamics for the time, is in. I've got that, so that's great.
Well, I'm glad they at least know, and they're
they know
people are gonna want a Toyota in this. Let's just put the fucking Supra that everybody wants in it, like. Duh. It's like that would be like Subaru not putting a WRX in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty smart with some of those cars. Like they have the BMW M3 from that Need for Speed Most Wanted. Yeah, the like silver and blue one. And they have a couple of the other like very well-known lead cars on all the Need for Speed games and stuff. They're very smart with pulling the right cars if they can.
And even from, like, other nerd stuff, like, if a car is featured in Initial D, it's going to be in the
It game will be there.
That's a Toyota.
The Truno. Yep.
That's a Toyota. So that's another reason why people wanted the Toyota thing back in Horizon 4.
Yeah,
that's true. Because it's been in other games, so that's why they're confused. I think it was the same deal with Mitsubishi. Because, yeah, they didn't have Mitsubishi at launch, and then they had, like, a free LC pack of, like, the Mitsubishi stuff come in later.
Like the Lancer or whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was, like, just a thing of negotiations, just took way too fucking long.
1,000%.
They knew it was going to happen, but it was just, like, to get it officially done on paper just took too long, and they had to release the game.
Same thing with the Teslas. There were two Teslas, I think two, in Forza Horizon 3. They're just not in this game. I'm not sure if it's a thing of Tesla didn't want them in the game anymore, or if like they were unsure of like electric cars, because there's no electric cars in this game. And like it was very weirdly overpowered in for Horizon 3.
That's probably why.
Yeah. Because like it gave you instant
the amount
speed.
Of torque those things have is insane.
Yeah, and if you like upgraded the shit out of it, it could get to 200 miles per hour so fucking quickly.
Man, they're gonna cut a deal on that super truck, aren't they? The Cybertruck. I want to see it.
Cybertruck. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Would you like to Cybertruck?
Berserker.
Sorry.
Did we all say that it's terrible looking? Thank you. I just want to say that in the podcast.
No, it's the
I wouldn't say terrible. It's
the only car I would not tarnish with an anime lady.
Okay.
Because Elon Musk would actually like
that.
He would love it.
You can't do it out of spite.
Like, oh my god, he really likes this. I can't do this. No, man, that's not right. You're supposed to hate this. You approving isn't right.
That's the
I like it because I don't know, it's like a DeLorean, you know, really. I guess that's probably not a good comparison.
I love how the Cybertruck is so big and bulky looking, and like from all accounts the stainless steel shit should be like, it should smash other cars and it should
it's gonna
fine.
Kill people, like it's
and
gonna
like
be.
It still has like some of the biggest in electric ranges that's been touted. And, like, the price is like pretty cheap as well. It's crazy.
I'm telling you,
Cybertruck.
But it looks like a car. It looks like a car from an N64 game.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
The what?
Low poly.
I'm trying to think of what the Super Nintendo was, the 3D FX chip, Super FX or whatever.
Yeah.
Looks like, yeah, it looks like, yeah, looks like a truck out of like Star Fox 2.
Yeah. I don't know how they get the like electric ranges with like what's got to be the worst aerodynamic ability of a car, because it's so fucking bad. Blocky and shit. I want to see it in an air tube to see how that
goes. I want to see. No. I want to see a wind tunnel.
Yeah, a wind tunnel. That's it.
Yeah, with like smoke, and I want to see what the aerodynamics on that thing look like. Probably not great.
Yeah,
I don't know how it's gonna pass collision tests, because that thing looks like it's built like a fucking bullet.
I don't think. I think it crushes everything else. I don't think it needs like.
It doesn't. You're gonna go through it. Whatever you hit, you're gonna go right through it. You're going to just keep
if
going.
If anything, other cars need to be tested against for their safety, to get their safety ratings.
True.
Like some guy with a clipboard and a bunch of crash test dummies like, all right, some motherfucker is going to be out there in one of those goddamn Cybertrucks now, so we got to, all right, put it on the list.
Yep. That's so funny, though. I can't wait to see that in Forza Horizon 7. Six.
Yep.
And then your insurance rate goes up depending on how many Cybertrucks are in your area.
Oh, God.
It's a new metric. It's like the Waffle House emergency index, only it's Cybertrucks. How many Cybertrucks are in your area?
Cybertruck auto insurance.
what's the total amount of Cybertrucks in this general vicinity? That's going to be your deductible. It's going to be based
on. It's actually
that.
A question on your sign up sheet for your auto insurance. Yep.
America. It's going to be great. Mary, we were talking to you.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of things that are built to smash stuff, tell me about Dragon Quest Builders 2 and your ability to smash stuff.
I finally bought that game because it came out on Steam, I think like a week ago. And I got some Christmas money, and I've been wanting to play this game forever. I have only played, like, the intro bit of it so far, but all of the internet stuff they've built in seems really cool. Like, you can actually visit other people's towns. They have different contests where you build to specific themes. I've barely played any of it, but the bit that I've played is super fun. They've made it to where you can level up your actual character now instead of just leveling up your town.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. Like, it seems like you maybe just level up when you beat like certain mini boss type enemies, but it's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to playing some co-op stuff with Popcans eventually. But yeah, I've barely played any of it. I'm just, the part that I have played is super fun, so I just keep saying everything is super fun today, but I'm trying not to buy bad games because Christmas is expensive, so there you go.
That's fair.
I mean, you should try to not buy bad games year-round.
Yeah,
that's true, but sometimes I'm like, I need to see how this is. I'm going to waste the $15 this month on Anthem or whatever, so... Yeah, I needed to see. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I haven't really gotten into like what's new other than the online stuff though so far. But it seems very good. I like that I can run it on my computer.
Cool.
Yeah.
Neat.
Did you at least use the Epic Game Store like code business to get it?
I used Green Man Gaming. Yeah. Like, they have a winter sale going on right now, so I only paid $50 instead of $60. And there's no sales tax that way, too. So, yeah.
Fair.
What is sales tax?
Damn it. Fucking Texas.
You guys ever heard of this thing called income tax, though? It sucks.
Yes, I have, but our property tax here is terrible to help balance that out, so...
We got that VAT.
Never talk to me about your VAT.
Sales tax is also very bad. Yeah, that's what our VAT basically is.
Yeah,
it's local to your area.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like near 10% where we are right now. So yeah,
the worst thing you fucking Americans do is like,
oh boy.
Going to a store, like, hey, here's the price of something. You go to the till. Hey, like, that's not the price. It's actually like, it's like $63.48. Yep. It's like, what the fuck is this dumbass number?
Not in Oregon.
Yeah.
Price you see on the fucking place up there. That's what you fucking pay.
Oregon and Delaware.
Fuck around with that sales tax bullshit.
The good place.
But we have income tax, which kind of sucks.
It's just annoying because you go into CVS and it's like, oh, that thing's a dollar, that's a dollar. So you just like start prepping out like a couple dollars, exact amount. And it's like, oh no.
Well, when you've lived with that forever, you know it's not really a dollar. You're like,
you
should be around this.
And it's a nightmare, but we get used to it.
It's such a mess.
It is. I agree with you. I agree.
Like, they know
the price. I also don't have to pump my own gas. I sit in my car and somebody comes up and I tell them what to put in the car.
That's you have to do that, right? There's no option for it, right? Some states have optional.
There are... So, we changed our laws around a little bit, where out in, like, podunk towns, like, really small population towns that are out in the middle of fucking nowhere, you can pump your own gas. For, like, farming trucks and shit like that. You don't have to actually wait for someone.
Right.
That's fair.
And it's stuff like that. But for the most part, we still just sit in our car and wait for the attendant to come up.
I miss those days.
Question for you, Mary and Thaden.
Yeah.
Do you guys like pre-type the amount of money you want to spend and then start filling and then it'll just lock up and stop at that point?
Usually not.
Or do you just fill and then get to
usually
where you
fill.
Think is good?
You can do that.
It depends. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes.
I mean, that's a thing here. I can be like, hey, put $20 of regular in my tank.
Like, she would type in she would do the credit card. You guys don't have pins, so you just steal someone's credit card, swipe it in, and say, like, here's, give me $45 of fuel, and then, like, it'll stop at $45.
So many things I want to ask about. So many, you've opened so many alleys. Debit cards have
usually
pin.
They at least ask your zip code for like even if you're charging as credit so you can
what?
So
they
ask kind
for zip
of
code?
Know
what?
To confirm it a little bit like you at least
you're
know.
At a gas station it surely it should count exactly where you're buying the item from the fuel.
Well no it's the billing address for your card, like what's the zip code on that, so
and they
fraud alert
gas station?
Yeah
they do that at the
yes,
gas what
yeah.
That's
yeah.
So weird.
That doesn't make sense. It's like, hey, I found this credit card here that isn't mine. What's the zip code? Well, it's my zip code. Duh. Because I found it here.
I mean, if you're lucky, they're local. And
I stole it from someone who lives here.
It's true. But sometimes you might. It's one way to detect fraud, right? Like, if somebody uses it over state
it's
lines or something like that.
Tiny, minor thing.
You know what another way to do it is? Using PIN codes.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. Because I have to put my PIN in pretty much every time I use my debit card.
It's
yeah,
a thing that starts happening. I think you guys have it for debit cards, but credit cards you guys still don't have
really?
It introduced.
For credit? Wow.
I quit using my credit card like a long time ago. It's sitting in a desk drawer or
your
something.
Your credit cards are so fucking flaky.
Also, I try not to pay at the pump lately because in my area, at least, there are a lot of credit card skimmers that people are installing
really?
On the pump.
Ah, have you found one?
And yeah, not personally, but it's always like in my neighborhood group stuff. It's like, oh, they found one at the Quick Trip or whatever. And I'm like,
not
well, fuck that. Yeah. Yep.
Whenever I go to an ATM or something, I always like.
Yeah, I always pull.
Wiggle the fucking
wiggle.
Thing. Yeah. People look at me weird, but I'm like, fucking, I'm whatever.
Yeah.
Takes 10 seconds just to try to check. Yeah.
I look up at like the little ledges to see if there's any like drilled out sections or something sticking that doesn't look normal. Yep.
I take out a black light and make sure to just run it up and down it just to make sure. You never know what's been on there. You want to make sure you're not going to be touching something that you don't want to be touching. You know.
Another interesting one people are doing lately is putting a film of, like, do you guys have touchpad ATMs? Yeah, they've been, some of them have been putting, like, a film that replicates the touchpad that they're replacing it on, and then, like, have a tiny little wire that goes to whatever USB fucking a microchip system and stores the buttons that you press. So they can A, skim the card, and then B, find your PIN code, etc., etc.
Physical keylogging and whatever. That's crazy.
But he uses ATMs anymore, right?
Yeah.
He uses cash. Like,
thinking about it,
I don't have to use cash for like anything anymore. We legalized weed in Oregon, and I can buy it with a debit card. So
that was your cash thing. That's good.
That was literally the only reason I used an ATM for like a decade. Not even that, for maybe like 5 years. The only time I ever went to an ATM was because I was going to go buy weed because I needed cash. That was I use a debit card for fucking everything else.
That's so different.
Time to pull out $60 again.
Now I can just use my phone. Now I can just use my phone because I have my debit card on my phone. So I'm at the weed store and I just like, they're like, hey, this ounce is $60. I'm just like, boop, here you go, later.
Oh my god. That's so weird.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I wonder if some states which have like a ton of money but haven't legalized it yet, if the drug dealers are getting high tech. Like they have those Apple pads and stuff.
They're investing. They're
a little square reader.
Yeah. Probably. I don't know. Because that leaves a paper trail. So probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
It's just still, like a candy.
It's still illegal. Taxes. It's still illegal to sell like privately, I believe.
And on a federal level. Like they'll still bust people on the federal level. Like DA will still.
Yeah, theoretically, yeah. No one does. Like no one does, but yeah.
Once I could just go to a store and buy it with my debit card and it was cheaper than I was getting it on the black market, I was like, I know there's probably still a black market out there and it's probably still a little bit cheaper, but I do not fucking care.
Yeah, the hassle of having to like, oh, you gotta hang out in my house business. For a while
I have to schedule around this fucking college student who goes to the community college and I have to park outside their dorms and wait for him to come out to my car and I'm over it. And then every time I go there to the store, they're like, hey, there's a $3 charge on debit cards. I was like, fucking charge that shit. I don't care.
Well, speaking of illicit black markets, Mary, you've been playing some illicit black market games. You've been playing some Warframe Empyrean. And illicitly
that
pirating
game's totally
ships.
Totally legal. I deal with the Borrow Man every once every couple weeks.
The Borrow Man.
But it's legit. It's fine.
I don't know. He's probably sell some weed though, right? On the side. Just make a little cash.
I wish. He always has crappy shit lately. I don't
What's
know.
The drug
I've got
of
an Arcwing mod off.
I was gonna
of him,
ask that. Was there like a stimulant equivalent?
Kuva, probably.
Kuva. Oh, okay. Smoke a little Tuva with me. Go up.
Everything
back.
Runs on Kuva. Kuva rules all around me. Yeah.
The Kuvas. There's a siphon.
Yeah, Rapid agrees. It's Kuva.
The siphons. That's all I know about Kuva. You siphon it, you drink it, and it's a good time.
Not lately. Lately, I've been building my own railjack, my own ship. And it took all week to finish it because you basically run a mission. You find the ship part that has basically crashed in an area. You set up a scanner. You have to keep enemies out of the scanner. You have to wait until that meter builds to 100%. And once you're done with that, you leave the mission. You put that on your clan's dry dock, and you have to start repairing it, which requires a whole lot of resources. Usually a million credits for every piece. There are 5 pieces total that you have to build. So the money really wasn't an issue, getting the money in the game. The issue was getting the 15 Argon crystals
Oh my
that
God.
One piece needed. It was a pain in the ass. I basically spent half a day farming crystals, and it was fine.
Is it only 50 fucking argon crystals?
It's 15, yeah. Especially since crystals deteriorate after you get them. But luckily, you don't have to donate all 15 at once. You can as soon as you get them, you can plug them right in, so it's fine. But yeah, that was the most pain in the butt part of building my ship for sure. But it's all done now, and I have my own ship.
What you name it?
It's cool. So
what you name it?
I don't think I've actually named it yet. I haven't thought of a good name for it. So
do you have a thing of like
any suggestions?
Champagne that you can crack against it when you launch it for the first time?
Kuva water.
I mean,
Kuva.
The first part of launching it, you have to basically procure your finger, kind of, or at least like materializes. You remember the big ancient finger, the
giant finger
powering the ship. Yeah,
you know, all good automotive.
Fucking about that
astronomical events. You need a giant finger. Really, at the end of the day, that's what you really need is a giant dismembered finger.
And basically, after you get the giant finger to kind of materialize in that tank, I'm not sure exactly how it happened.
You looked away for a minute, and suddenly the finger.
Similar to other stuff. Well, actually, these tendrils came out of this machine after putting in a key, and then the tank was Ebenezer all swirly, screwed. And then pop. There's a giant mummified finger in there.
And then pop. Just
basically kind of shows up.
And then pop. There's a giant mummified finger in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then pop.
So I'm looking forward to finding out what that's about. But basically, after I got my ship,
Warframe
I was like,
got weird.
Yeah. Warframe is weird.
Weirder.
If you watch that one trailer, it got really weird. That last big like reveal trailer where it's like, goat monster.
That's what I'm assuming
what the fuck is
this
happening?
Has to do with. Yeah, it's very weird. But yeah, it's cool. I have my own ship now. I painted it all super ugly, like pastel Easter egg type colors. Oh. It's all pink and purple and blue. I also spent some money on Warframe because I got a 75% off when I logged in. So yeah, got
Merry
some extra weapon slots and stuff. I might buy a new skin for my ship. I might, but I'm kind of waiting to see if they release new ones because I'm not a super huge fan of the two they have out right now. So I'm like, well, I'll save. Maybe I'll get an even cooler looking ship later on.
I was going to ask, is there like ship skins? So there is. It's just not many at the minute.
Yeah, there's only two right now. One of them makes them look chunkier and blockier. All cubed up. The other one is a much more the other one's a super angular, like triangular, like
the Cybertruck kit.
The Cybertruck.
No, it's more smooth, like there aren't hard angles on it. It's very streamlined looking. Like it seems actually aerodynamic or whatever.
Okay.
Good for space.
Excellent.
Yeah, exactly. But I haven't really done any missions with my ship yet. I plan on doing that maybe this week since we'll have some time off because it's Christmas. But yeah, I got my damn ship and I'm super happy. And it's
now you
cool.
just gotta come up for a name.
I'm glad they added this mode in Warframe.
Gotta come up with a
name.
Yeah,
I need to come up with a name. I don't know.
Your cat's name is Frank and Beans, right? So name it.
Yeah, my cat is named Frank. Gary's cat is named Beans. So. Maybe I'll name it the Wienermobile.
The Wienermobile. That'd be great. Excellent choice.
I mean,
the USS Oscar Mayer or something.
The Mayer would be good. Yeah, like the Mayer or something like that. Take Oscar and take the end of Mayer and mash them together so it's Os-Mayer. The Os-Mayer. You know, play around with it. Get creative. Gremlins 2.
I did want to just rip off some like Star Trek ship names, but I don't know. I could
the Klingon bird of prey. Let's name it the bird of prey.
I'll come up with something eventually.
Man, if they could cut a deal with like Star Trek and get like for like a special release. Here's your Klingon Bird of Prey and Enterprise is like thing, like DLC.
I don't know how they would make that fit in the lore with like Warframe. Like it would
there's just, a giant toe, Mary. There's a giant finger in the control room. Just say time and magic. Kuvo.
It'd have to be some kind of like teleporter accident or something. I don't know.
Kuva.
Yes, Kuva did it.
Kuva did do it.
But yeah, you know? Other than that, this week, last night, had a bunch of family in.
Oh, that's nice.
We went and got Tex-Mex. Everybody had too many margaritas. And then we came back to my house and played a bunch of Jackbox. We played a lot of Fibbage 3. Yeah. And we played one of the other games called Bracketeering at the very end when everybody was super drunk. And I remember from that, one of the like prompts it gave was a terrible name for a babysitting service, and or it might have been slogan or something. And the winner was, "You can make another one."
Great.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And yeah, I won a bunch of Fibbage, but so did Gary's mom because she's apparently very good at lying to all of us. So, and I am too. So I guess, yeah, it was fun.
Good.
It was a lot of fun.
Sounds nice.
A lot of inappropriate suggestions being made, especially for like family members, but it was a lot of fun. And I'm surprised I'm not hungover because...
A lot of margaritas.
Yeah.
Good. That sounds fun.
I think it was Jackbox Party Pack 4 or 5, because I have both of those on my Switch. So, yeah. A lot of Fibbage 3. We even did a round of the personal Fibbage where you do questions about the people playing, and that was a lot of fun. Ooh, too. Cool. Nobody got mad, so that's what I was kind of worried about, just somebody getting offended.
Just get real panicked for a second when somebody suggests that.
That can get real awkward real fast.
Like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
If someone cannot be trusted with the freedom.
It's always ask, someone. Yeah. There's always one that's you can't trust, and you look at them going like, you better not fuck this
it's
up.
It's like, great. I did not want everybody in this room to know that about me, but thank you for throwing that out there.
No, it was
Christmas
all super
is ruined.
Fine. Yeah, I was a little worried about that, but everybody had a great time.
Good.
And everybody got a headache from laughing too much and also alcohol. So it was
okay, I was going to say, you sure?
Yeah, it was both. Dehydration probably factored in there too.
Sure.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Cool. We'll move on to DJ, sir. Stretches, big stretches from DJ. Really getting in there. Just really worked the spinal cord. There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of working the spinal cord, tell me about your control experience.
It's good. It didn't adjust my spine in any shape or form, but it's good. All of you have played Control at this point, right?
Yes.
Have you played it, Thun? Yeah. I got to the point where... Was it Salvador? Is that who you were struggling with, Mary? Salvatore?
I'm not sure exactly. I don't know the name of the boss.
It was basically
he's like the head of security or something, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it was right after Fridge Guy, yeah.
Yeah, I got up to him and like... So my method of beating him was... I assume you have this power, but the power, like, from the X-ray box where you can create little minions when you shoot people down low, you don't have that power? Okay, well.
Oh, or being able to control people?
Control
like, after,
people.
Okay, charm them or whatever, basically, if we're using RPG terms. Yeah, okay.
You got that?
I do have that.
Okay, yeah.
I believe it's referred to as mind control.
Yeah,
mind.
Sure. Yeah, making minions.
Professor X and someone.
Making
sure.
Buddies.
Can, when you say making minions, that I thought you meant spawning like enemies.
Yeah,
spawning.
Me too.
I was like holy shit, I had no idea that was in there. Now I can go beat this one optional boss fight that's been kicking my ass. It's the one last thing I have left to do in that game. Every time I do it, he fucking destroys me and I just quit.
Spawning despicable me minions. very exciting.
Yeah, I was just saying, Salvador, what I was doing, whatever the fuck his name is, I would create a bunch of buddies, because that's what I generally do at the start of the fight anyway, at least one buddy, and they cause a distraction as well. So Salvador, more often than not, was just focusing down on my buddies, and I could just totally take down the, like, whatever shield he had whenever he had it by doing the launch bullshit and then just spamming as many shots as I could into him.
Right.
It was not that difficult. So yeah, that's how I got through him. And that's kind of how I've been going through most of the game.
That's what I figured I needed to do. And I got close to beating him a couple times, but then I would just get hit by something and with really low health and I get fucked and I got frustrated and gave up and I haven't gone back to it yet, but I plan on going back to it this week. So
wait till you try the second Tomasi fight, because you fight him once and then he flies away. You can go find him later and it's a quest to fight him again and beat him.
That's a lot of fun
and he's a pain in the ass.
He spawns
one of the invisible dudes that like shows up in front of you and then just like burps in your face.
I hate those guys.
And it, even though the game's like, hey, just use dash to get out of the way, it doesn't work. It doesn't fucking work. It still hits you. And it takes you down like a sliver of health and then you die. And it's like, okay, great. Awesome. Thanks. Fuck this game.
Those guys, so my method of beating those guys is actually just sitting in position, not running around, finding the like little weird bit in front of you and using like something to throw at them, because then they like appear and then they stop and then just unload.
Yep.
And that'll kill
them. You can't stop moving around in this boss fight because this dude is floating, throwing shit at you that takes you down to about the same amount of health if he hits you once with it.
Fair.
So you can't stop moving, and then all of a sudden it's just this thing screams, it's in front of you, you try to dash, but you, either A, you're out of power because you're trying to throw rocks at this fucking dude flying around to knock his shield down, or you dash backwards, and for some reason this attack still hits you when you're like 10 feet away from it.
You probably dash into a wall or some shit so it stops rage. Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. Yeah, no, so I've been doing that. I don't want to kind of spoil too much, but I'm a little bit further than Mary after Salvador fight. But I still think there's a lot left to do. I'm kind of at the point where all these side quests are starting to open up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Go do all of them.
Yes, they're all great.
Okay.
They're fun.
They're very worth doing. Okay. Started doing some, especially because like the fast traveling is quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the cool things we noticed was when we fast traveled, like when you fast travel between like levels, let's say, from like executive to maintenance, it takes quite a while, like a good 10-15 second load. But then like we did two fast travels from like the Panopticon, like the base level to the top level. It's fucking instant.
Yep.
Like there's no load screen, whatever. It's just, yeah, if you fast travel within a like area, like anywhere within maintenance between each other, like no load screen, it's just immediately there. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I haven't been like playing with many of the other guns either. I've just stuck with grip and the like sniper rifle equivalent, the one with two shots.
Yeah.
Pierce.
Even though you charge, so you'd think it'd be called charge. But yeah, it pierce. I don't really use pierce either. I just use the pistol, the grip.
Really? Grip?
I've never tried.
That's pretty much what I use the whole game.
Yeah, you get single shots, you get accuracy with it. If you just put a bunch of damage modifiers on there or reload speed modifiers that's all I want.
Huh.
There's a mod somewhere where if you do a certain thing that it doesn't really tell you about in the game, that if you do said thing, it'll give you a mod that is 100% chance to refund ammo.
Oh my god, that's good.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And I went on YouTube and I looked up how to do it and I went and I did it and I didn't get that mod. And I was sad. Because that was my key to go beat that motherfucker in the last...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yes, I'm going to go fucking kill this dude and finally get this thing over with. And then I went and I did it, and it gave me some bullshit. I was like, what the fuck is this? I did everything, and it gave me a mod like it was supposed to.
Right. Really? You guys didn't use any of the other guns? That's such a different way to play than I did. Like, I used all... Like, I was switching pretty constantly, like, between them, and, like, use them for different things, like the shotgun one I would put on, like, I think it was spread or something like that. Like, interesting. You guys didn't use any of them. That's strange.
No, nope. I'd rather use that currency to upgrade grip. Or what I did when I got to the control point at one point was those random mods you can create at the control points. I just upgraded that so that, like, they're now just the best mods you can get whenever I create one.
Oh, sure.
I should probably do that because I have a whole bunch of mods. Like, my inventory is full of mods, and I know you can, like, you can dismantle them to get some of that stuff and, like, make new ones. Yeah. I should probably do that because the mods that I have aren't great. They're, like, level 2 and 3. But I have two damage ones for the pistol and then another one that's, like, hey, get 20% of your energy back for headshots.
Huh.
I've got like four or five.
I didn't really mess with like hey, go make me mods and stuff or break down all these other ones, but I should probably go do that. Because I have a ton of mods for guns I don't use. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I might as well just go burn all those and make some new ones.
What you should do as well is you can sort by type in the mod screen and then it'll link all of the same ones together. So it just makes it so much easier to see, like, okay, this is damage 23, this is damage 21, fuck off damage 21. It just makes that method of keeping track of all the mods so much easier.
Huh.
Jake, have you tried any of the challenges DLC or whatever that came out?
I started one, and I was like, oh, okay, it's just this.
I gotta check that out. I did download the update. It seemed cool.
And for some reason, it unequipped all my guns and all my mods, because I had uninstalled the game, and I came back to it when the DLC was released.
I believe I know why.
And I was like, am I not supposed to use my guns in this? I was like, why can't? Because I forgot how to use the UI, like, for the inventory. Sure. And I was like, why? I have no guns. What the fuck is this? Like, okay, whatever. I guess I'll just try to kill all these dudes with throwing stuff at them. And obviously that didn't work very well. And I went and I tried again, and I was like, nah, I'm okay.
I believe I know why. I think it is because that one gun, I don't remember which one it was, Spin, one of them could not be leveled up to the max level. It only ended up being like at 4 or something like that, rather than the max level. So I think they pushed an update at some point, which might have broken that. I think that's what...
But yeah, I'm playing that. I'll probably keep playing it because I'm playing it with the fiance. I'll get through that through the next week, I'm sure.
What do you think of the story stuff? Have you been enjoying that? Like the storytelling kind of?
It's interesting. It's good. Yeah. Good. I think that's mostly what we're doing. It's one of those rare games where, well, she likes to read all the stuff you pick up. So
yeah, where you actually want to read all of the stuff you pick up.
I do too. Yeah. And it's not like fucking a whole sonnet each time you pick up some shit. It's not a half a book. It's like, here's a memo. Here's, and that's fun.
It's like a document.
Here's a memo.
Yeah.
Part of it is
probably like a one page thing. Here you go.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. It's so much easier to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I wish the like hotline previous director guy, they shot like at least 4 more scenes. Cause the minute that thing like gets shown, it's like, I don't need to watch this at all. I've seen it.
What do you think of the videos, the FMV things that pop up?
They're cool. Yeah. They're good. I'm glad they don't happen at like boss zone or like enemy zones, because you want to sit around and just stare at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You seen any Threshold Kids yet?
Just the one.
The creepy puppy, puppy show.
So there's more. Just the good. One. There's more.
Oh, there's more. All right.
There's like 4 or 5 of them, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Some boy Threshold Kids.
And like,
haunting.
So,
one might say.
The last thing I'll say about Control, I guess, is I accidentally, because we were lost for a while at the research center or something, and we only had clearance level 2, so we didn't know where we were meant to go. Didn't realize that a like fight ended, and then like a red barrier disappeared behind us. So we just kept trucking forward and found like this mold pit. Down some area, and like found we quickly got stuck at some point because there was a clearance level 4, but thought we still needed to go forward, and I found I could like parkour my way onto this little the bookshelf thing equivalent right next to those clearance four doors and jumped through. So I was like, this is definitely where, what we needed to do, right?
Oh, wow.
Then we found like level six enemies immediately. We're like, oh, we can't do this. This is weird.
I'm like, oops, we're not supposed to be here.
Whoops.
Yeah. I didn't think like there would be that many like things to gimmick through. I'm pretty sure that's in some speed runs, doing that little bookshelf jump to get through a section. But yeah, I like the game. I like the story business it's doing. It was that, and then I think we've got Outer Wilds after it.
Outer Wilds, okay. Shouldn't
do that. Yeah, because we bought all this shit on the Epic Games Store deal thing.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
I'll probably play some of the Crew too. Also, like, just a tip, if something's like $10 or like $13, like underneath the $15 thing, check to see if they have like a gold edition or like a bundle edition that pokes it up to $16. Because that's what happened with the Crew too. It was like £12, but the like gold edition is like $14.80, and that made it like £4.80.
Neat.
So yeah, little tip there for it.
Speaking of little tip, tell me about Demon's Tilt.
Great.
Listen, I tried. It was like tip, tilt, yeah. Tip.
No.
Did you?
I don't know you did.
Tip it, you tilt
this
it.
Is the, this is the kind of horror-y, like, giant pinball table game that Mary played quite a while ago. I didn't realize it was on Game Store, Game Pass.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Xbox.
It just came out on Game Pass. Yeah.
So I played a little bit for like one session and thought it was really weird on my Xbox controller. It seemed, I'm not sure if there was a feel of like a delay or something. It just felt weird, like it was slow. I'm not sure if it was like my screen was set for 144Hz and it was going at 60Hz locked, so that it freaked out. But yeah, it seemed like it was slow for the triggers to actually connect. I'll probably play keyboard next time, just direct, to see if it's also the Xbox controller or a fiddle with the fucking settings.
Right.
When the game first came out and like right at early access, it did have an issue with like different monitor speeds fucking up how the game ran. So that might be possible, but I play it just fine with 120 using my controller. So I don't know, that's really weird.
It looked smooth. Like the game looked like it was running totally fine at 60 or something, but it just felt like there was a delay or something. Maybe it was just like my bad pinball ball business.
You should check in the game settings, too, because I know you can mess with all that as well, like what it runs at, so that might fix it. What'd you think of the... I guess you weren't able to actually play the game if it wasn't... Okay.
It's like the standard pinball business with me. There's way too much shit on screen for me to think of, like...
Sure.
Am I hitting this ramp? What am I doing? All these like slug people that are going around in a circle, I'm hitting those and that's probably doing something, and oh, I've reached the top somehow because I think I hit these warp things. I don't know how those warp things occurred, but now I've got them and now I'm hitting this, these like three heads and something's happening. Oh, one like vomited down or something. Like I have no clue what's ultimately happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just pinballing.
Well, I mean, it's hard to get a chance to, but on the right hand of the screen, like they will show you like the mission modes and what to do next to activate stuff. But it's kind of impossible to look at when you're playing it. So
and that's
I
just
understand that.
Me and pinball in general. Like I barely look up at the LCD at the top anyway when I'm doing shit there. Like I see the start when like it handily gives you options to choose a starting option.
Right.
But then it's fucking... If I see a like lane flashing, that's what I know to do. I don't know why I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, like, that's basically what you need to do.
Yeah.
You learn eventually what order you should do stuff just by playing it. But yeah, I can see that.
Have you, that's like,
learning a table?
Have you personally ever thought of like either using a fight stick for like the buttons, or like ever thought of making your own like two button or multi button like box that simulates like pinball, like two buttons on the left and the right, and plunger or just like button there, like button plunger equivalent. Have you ever thought of trying to do that for PC stuffs?
I've thought of it, but it would be a major pain in the ass. Like, I would either need to actually build my own box or modify like a fight stick box already.
Sure.
And considering like I haven't found like VR pinball to be super duper great. Like, it's a pain in the ass for me to have to play anyway, because I have to put in contact lenses and set up the VR and blah blah blah. So most of the time I'm fine with just like using a controller too, because I don't know, if I'm going to be playing VR pinball, I like being seated anyway. Like, I'm not going to bother to build, like, if I was going to build something that's like a real pinball table, I'd rather just have a like, real pinball
not
table.
Not a real pinball table, just like a shoe box or like a little wood box or something.
People have built like actual with like legs and everything too, though.
Right.
And if I was going to do VR, if I was going to do VR, I'd probably want one of those stand up deals, because I would want it to feel as real as possible.
Yeah. So you're not just standing in a room looking down, clicking triggers or something.
Yeah. Like, I may as well just use a regular controller. Like, if it's not going to be as close to the real thing as possible, I guess. Like, I don't need an in-between kind of thing. I don't know. The actual arcade buttons, I don't feel like they're really that faster compared to just using a regular controller. So, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Now I gotta see this YouTube that was linked.
Yeah, I'm skimming through it as well.
Yeah, if you were going to do that, like, you would want a physical thing, right? You would want some kind of...
Or, like, instead of a fucking Amazon Prime box, just get some, like, wooden box or something. Doesn't have to be that wide or something, I guess. Just something.
Even a table, you know? Like,
so. Well, I've seen, like, people build stuff out of, like, briefcases or, like, suitcase, like, small cases or whatever, and that seems fine.
Yeah, I'm looking at stuff on Google Image Search here.
Yep.
Cheap as fuck flight case or something. Those are usually metal, aluminium based or something.
I'm sure they sell something small. Like that. I'm sure somebody sells like a...
Yeah, I had a friend that made their fight stick out of one of those. So that's what I thought of right away. But I kind of just want a real pinball table.
Yeah, sure.
It's so fucking expensive. Yeah.
Just get a pinball table, but like a busted one that doesn't like have any parts on it, and just make it into a virtual table. So you still have like the pinball table thing, then just drop a screen into the big piece.
See,
and
if you're
back.
Like...
That would be
see
cool.
See if your local arcade just has some like busted ass tables or something. Although, to be fair, if they aren't they rented, so they send them back, yeah.
Well, like, they save those for, like, spare parts for their actual arcade stuff, yeah.
But even if you could get the box part of it, right? Not even the internals, just, like, the wood or plastic.
Well, that's the thing. They save those.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty standard across, like, all pinball machines, like, the housing and stuff.
A lot of the times you can get that kind of stuff at, like, shows, like, small conventions or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I kind of want to just... it would be fun, but Gary would honestly probably do most of it, because I wouldn't want to be bothered.
Get yourself some DIY person and, like, a fuck ton of MDF.
I mean, that's what people do for virtual pinball, is they just make them out of MDF.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing drugs?
And
why
use a TV that they took the housing off, so it's just the panel. Drop that in there.
Can probably get dimensions. Mm-hmm. It probably wouldn't be too difficult.
No, I know lots of people have made those, but...
That's lots of effort and power tools. Yep.
And a considerable amount of money. Like, you gotta get those screens.
Also, formaldehyde. Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Don't inhale anytime you cut MDF. They use, like, a really, really toxic glue to link all the layers together. So if you're cutting MDF, all that gets into the dust, and then you do not want to inhale that dust whatsoever.
I mean, you don't want to inhale that dust anyways, because it's, like, super, super fine and gets all over everything. Sure. Like, I've cut MDF before, and I've used, like, a full face cover thing with, like, filter fans and shit in it to cut MDF.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because that shit gets fucking everywhere.
Yep. The
sawdust, there's like regular sawdust, right? From like cutting like plywood and stuff. MDF sawdust is like on another fucking level.
Are we talking about drugs?
No, it's wood.
No, just do a Google search. It's, yeah.
Mary, the secret is.
Okay. It's basically just sheets of wood that are like pressed together sawdust.
Yes, yeah.
I just like
that in near a power tool.
You'd be surprised, my brother. You'd be.
I mean, we already knew that.
You'd be real surprised, my friend.
You see that cat?
It's
in his ears.
That was him, not me. Just don't let cats near power tools.
That was the one day that Dalton's dad let him use the sawzall.
The saw.
No, the weed whacker. He's outside. Cat ran by. Blap.
Blap. Yeah, just get away from you sometimes, you know? All right.
Okay, then I would like to hear... Okay, you're saying we're underestimating you. Let's hear your experience with power tools, because I don't think some of us don't believe you.
I sand and stained a table. Sand and stained a chair this summer. I do a lot of.
What do you
woodwork.
Use to sand?
A power sander?
We use a power like sander, a sure, one? But there was what, also what paint stripping a. Got a DeWalt sander. It's one of the ones.
What type of sander?
It's one of those little.
Like a, just probably just little. Yeah,
hand what does the mat look like? What does the pad thingy. Look like? Okay, a square. Like a triangle guy.
No, a square.
Oh, it's a square. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
With the bag on the back? The dust bag.
Most of them over here are like triangle.
Really? Okay. Huh.
Yeah, we
and they look like, they kind of look like sort of like an angle grinder, but it's got like a triangular thing on the front that goes like this.
Yeah.
These are like boxes, and the whole top of it, you hold the top of it.
The top.
And the bottom of it, the peg is like this.
Cool.
And it's got a back.
For the audio listeners, we're moving our hands.
You just make it like a belt sander. If you go in that big, just get a belt sander.
I don't have room.
Oh, they're not that big. Like the pads on these things are probably. Maybe 5 inches by 5 inches.
Huh.
I wish I had room
for that. I've seen my mom use it a lot because she likes to restore furniture. Yep. So, seen her use it a ton.
You ever used a... Albie, ever used a jigsaw before?
Sure, I've used a jigsaw. Yeah.
What is a jigsaw?
Well, a great character from the Saw movies. I'm sorry. I can't.
Why is he so happy with that?
It's such a good joke, though. Jigsaw. Boy. I also did, this summer we had a bunch of old chairs that were painted white, and I wanted to paint strip them and stain them. Fucking that's a pain in the ass. You can trust me around staining liquid, though. I mean, paint stripper. Fucking shit is stupid. I was wearing, like, good gloves, and they still, you end up with like a little spot in your like one hand, and it melt through, and you'd be like, oh my god, fucking pain in the ass. I had to get like a, we eventually got a like a paint stripper, but one that goes on the electric drill, like a drill bit that you actually screw on, and that thing worked really well, especially after paint stripping it once. Pulled it right off. It's my recommendation if you need to paint strip something that's being a pain in your ass, especially a chair which has those dowels.
Just use paint stripper.
Oh, yeah.
And just don't be stupid.
You just, the dowels are the worst. You can't get in those cracks.
Yeah, well, like on the back of a chair. Those suck, yeah.
In my ass. Also the orange stuff. I prefer the orange paint stripper. Thank you. That's all my recommendations for paint stripping a chair, is use the orange stuff. Use the orange glow, whatever the hell they call it. Good. Really pulls it off well. Also, it smells like citrus, like my Christmas tree.
I bought a big, like, metal can of paint stripper. It's like...
Right.
It's fairly big. I've only used it a couple times, but it's in my garage, and that shit is super caustic.
Yep.
So...
Some real...
stuff's nasty.
There's some nasty stuff out there.
You want to wear gloves with that, for sure.
Set that in.
And probably a respirator.
Oh, I know about stripping, my man. Let me teach you. We'll release a private video on paint stripping. Just for the premium
please
subscribers.
Don't. Gotta set up a Patreon.
It's gonna be me in like a workshop. Got a beard.
It's a workshop and it's only got two things. It's got a power sander and it's got paint stripper. That's it.
It's an empty barren waste.
Table saw, pshaw.
Alright, we're gonna paint strip some shit here and just start pouring it over the top.
It's just every episode you're just stripping paint off of something.
Yes.
Oh my god, that'd be the best.
Every time.
Just still sweating, just constant sweat as I'm like...
No, every episode you're stripping paint off of the same thing and repainting it a different color.
I want to see...
And then that paint gets removed.
Yeah.
Exactly, in the next episode you strip the paint off and you do it again.
Look forward to that in the new year. LB Black's stripping.
Will it strip?
Will it strip? Oh, it'll strip.
Every episode is yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for our game part. There's not much news this week, so we figured we'd talk a little bit about some of our favorite games. I did have some weird categories. We didn't really decide on if we wanted to do weird. Favorite?
We didn't really decide on anything before this.
No.
In true podcast
fashion.
We've been asking about it for 3 days, and then you just decided to start making things as we were getting ready to record.
Well, you guys also, you can step up. I know I'm on to host, but every once in a while, team could step up and do something without doing all the work. Just saying. Or Jake, without a team. Looking at you, DJ.
What?
Looking at you. So what's your favorite game of the year, guys? What game did you...
You really have to ask me? You know. You all know.
It's Skatebird. Oh my god, is that your favorite game, Mary? Is that your favorite game right there? Oh, that's good. Good, DJ?
Pet and my dopey cat.
It'll probably be Control.
Wow.
I can't remember any other game that's good. It's definitely the recency effect occurring, but yeah, Control's very good.
Can I just say my favorite thing was this year we went out and caught a fresh Christmas tree from a local farm. That was neat. We got a white pine. A white pine?
It
smells like
Is it actually white?
Citrus.
Actually.
It smells like citrus. It's a concordant white pine.
Okay.
Concord. He said the word. I didn't hear him. We were walking.
My favorite game this year is Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night.
Wow.
Okay. I 100%ed it. I played through it multiple times. It's my favorite game this year. Yep. There you go. I've talked about it a bunch on this podcast.
So everybody else just said Control. Okay. Good. Good.
Pretty much.
I'm going to say Control and then Outer Worlds under that. And Boneworks was fucking cool. I really enjoyed Boneworks.
Right.
I also
full-length
really
VR game. Third game on my list, and that's it. And that's my three games of the year, because I don't think I played it like anything else that came out this year.
I like Death Stranding a whole bunch. I know. Yeah, I still really, really liked it. I enjoyed my time playing it. Also, Fire Emblem Three Houses and Demon's Tilt. Also like The Division 2 a whole lot, even though I didn't play it like the whole year. I still had a ton of fun with it. Tetris 99. And also the thing that I was most surprised by this year that's actually good is PC Game Pass.
Like,
they
Yep.
Made that awesome this year, so yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I played Outer Worlds on that.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I played a whole bunch of games on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kingdom Hearts 3 was good.
I loved it this year. I mean,
forgot that game came out this year.
Me too.
Actually, one of the categories I was gonna ask.
Did it?
One
really?
Of the categories I was gonna ask is one of the categories for Thoughton's Weird Game Award was that game came out this year, presented by Anthem.
Presented by Kingdom Hearts 3.
Presented by Kingdom Hearts.
Got him.
Got him. What game can you not believe came out this year? Dun.
Devil May Cry 5.
Yes.
That was this
year,
right?
Oh, that's such a good one.
I totally forgot that
was
this year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I forgot that was this year, too.
Mostly because everyone forgot about Devil May Cry 5.
That's true.
It's not like it was even a bad game. Yeah, Gears 5 as well.
Yep. That's a good one. Okay, I'm going to add these to the category. All right. That came out this year, presented by
Senran Kagura Peach Ball.
Oh my god, we all wish
came out
we
this
could
year.
Forget Senran Kagura Peach Ball.
I didn't say it was great, but it actually came out. I was amazed.
It did.
Yeah.
I mean, my suggestion is Anthem. I still can't believe that game came out this year. I can't believe only a few months ago we were all playing Anthem and then it's just gone. It's just disappeared.
Who's
not
we?
Not everybody.
Me and Mary.
I played the demo.
a few people.
And I was like, this controls like shit. And then I uninstalled it and I didn't buy the game.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
DJ is just out.
He's like,
no,
I can't deal with
it.
I loved Anthem so much. He's very excited about Anthem. He's upset.
It's like, I will not stand for this.
I'm not going to be here for this anymore. It's talking about Anthem. Goodness. There was one more that popped in my head just when you said that. Now it's gone. Now it's left my mind. It's gone. Kind of the Total War. That new Total War came out this year, and I completely forgot about it. Was it Britannia? It was the miniature one that was like the smaller Total War. That one came out. There's a bunch. There's a lot of games came out this year. How do you think compared to that one year where we all thought, oh god, there's so many games. Breath of the Wild year.
2017 was fucking stacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this year is pretty stacked too, really, at the end of the day. If you account for everything.
It was a middling year.
It was alright.
I mean, yeah.
The games that came out were really good, though.
A lot of high quality games, yeah.
Still a lot that came out this year that I have not finished that I want to finish.
What's a game you
want to
finish?
Good amount. Control. Okay. I need to finish Dragon Quest Builders 2 that came out this year. I need to... What else? There was another one that left my brain. Sorry. But mainly Control. Yeah.
God, I want to get around to and beating... After Party is a game that...
Disco Elysium. Yeah, sure. I also want to play Hypnospace Outlaw as well, too, and I haven't gotten around to that. Hi. Yeah.
Is this games we want to play?
Games we want to play.
Yes.
Outer Worlds, Peach Ball, okay. Honey Pop 2. It's a shame it missed 2019.
Okay.
I kind of want to play Outer Wilds.
Outer Wilds
too,
is one that I'm looking at.
Sorry, Outer Wilds. Yeah. Did I say Outer Worlds? Outer Wilds.
Yes, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I want to play Outer Wilds. After Party from the people that did. After Party's from... What's that?
The people that did Oxenfree.
They released After Party, so I'm interested in that one. I do want to play Total...
Was Yakuza...
Oh, go ahead.
Was Yakuza Kiwami 2 this year or last year still?
Oh my god. Oh my god. I think it was this year.
It was this year, at least on PC.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do want to play that.
I'm gonna get through Yakuza Zero. I got that game.
What about Untitled Goose Game?
Okay. Coming to Game Pass from the hot rumors on the street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Oh, good. Then I won't buy it on Epic Games.
Yeah,
it's coming to Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah,
that's
Xbox. The one. Yeah.
Not
oh,
on PC
yeah.
Game
okay.
Pass.
But then people are winking forgot and nodding and going like, it might come at some...
Division 2.
No, you're thinking of Control.
Yeah.
That's what people were talking about.
Sure.
There was a report of, like, Jeff Keighley in an article mentioned, like, to keep Xbox One Series X, like, a complete secret, they even had, like, fake scripts for Mr. Xbox, I forget his name, Phil Spencer, to say, and it was all about Game Pass stuff. So, like, when they were doing run-throughs, it was like Phil Spencer was talking about hot games coming to a Game Pass and stuff like that. I'm 99% sure the Control rumors was from that.
Sure, I could see that.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, no, he actually mentioned it on a stream on Mixer. It was not related
but
to
it was
BGs.
Before that.
He actually... Oh,
before
okay.
Before that,
even
the rumor came
well,
out.
I think okay, that's why he was talking yeah. about it on that Mixer stream.
Okay, well, I don't... He did actually physically say it
did,
in public,
yeah.
too, so that wasn't a good.
True.
And Remedy was like, no.
Yep.
That's
we want
no.
you guys to buy our games?
That's gonna be a no from us, my friend.
But yeah, I wonder if part of the reason, like, Untitled Goose Game and Control are not on PC Game Pass, at least not anytime soon, is because of Epic Game Store exclusivity,
right.
so...
And they're good games, and Control is
right.
still selling copies.
Sure, yeah.
Well, I mean, there are some good games that have launched, like, day of Game Pass, so...
Yeah.
Sure.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Outer Worlds, Gears 5.
Well, they own Gears, so...
Yeah.
And they own and they own Obsidian.
That's true, they do own Obsidian
Another
now.
Category? What's the best Game Pass game this year? Me.
Outer Worlds.
For me,
Bloodstained.
Astroneer. Because we played a fuck ton of Astroneer.
Okay.
And there were some fun, dumb moments that occurred in that game.
Sure.
It also did finally make me play Yoku's Island Express, and
yep.
that was a lot of fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also, Slay the Spire is great on
yeah.
there, too.
That is good.
I'm going to go with...
They have a lot
Dead
of good
Cells?
Games.
There. Also, Halo Reach. I had a pretty good time playing Halo Reach with you.
Not so much the Halo Reach. I had a lot of fun playing with everybody, but I'm glad it was free.
Hot take. Everyone's saying yeah. Sea of Thieves is like one of the best games of the year and stuff. It's like, what? At some point, I'm
going
to get somebody.
I'm not
going
back to that game.
I'm going to get somebody
if
to go
I did,
back.
It would be good.
Going to get somebody.
I got the Warframe Railjack, which is way more fun, so...
But do you drink rum on your Railjack?
I could, but I probably wouldn't want to because I want to stay on top of shit because it's actually... There's challenge to it. It's not just look at this treasure map and go find shit. It's
right.
you actually have to do stuff.
Okay.
Telling people directions is challenging in Sea of Thieves.
That's
yeah,
that's true.
As we figured out, and we very quickly delegated people who were good at it.
Yep.
to, like, we were playing with Rain, and Rain was like, somebody other than me was reading, was like watching the map, and he's like, somebody give Pizza the map. He's the only one who gives me good directions. And I was like, you're fucking right.
Directions, very like, important. You gotta know where you're going as a pirate.
Yeah. Like cardinal directions.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be the navigator from the hit movie, The Navigator. Any other games you guys wanted to play this year that you get around to? That one? I want to play Life is Strange
Need
2.
Need for Speed Heat.
Bad thing.
I hear like mediocre to adequate things.
Okay. Okay.
Which is great for a Need for Speed game.
Just gonna burn Need for Speed like that, huh?
Oh, I also want to play Remnant from the Ashes, but that would be a game I would have to buy two copies of because I want to play it with Gary.
Right.
So I'm just waiting. Even though it's on sale, on the Steam Winter Sale, I still maybe I'll get it by January 2nd with Christmas money. But right now, still waiting.
Speaking of Christmas, what did you get? Did you guys ask for any like Christmas or any video game stuff for Christmas? I know nobody's gotten gifts yet, but got any video game related stuff on your Christmas list?
The exercise thing with the ring fit, is that?
Ah, the ring. That? I did ask for the ring fit, but I don't know if anyone got me that.
But that's what I wanted. I want to check that out. People said good thing.
Gary got me a Tamagotchi.
Great.
Does that count as video games? Kind of.
Ooh.
That's good. Wow, you already have it.
Wow.
Yeah, I opened it early. Yeah.
Didn't get any Nutcracker this year. I know we talked about Nutcracker. I don't know what he got. I might have got a Nutcracker.
The thing with like video games and me asking for them is if I see something cheap, I'm going to buy it.
Yep.
I know it sales happens. Are like yes. X amount of time. Yeah,
the only
I'm
thing I put
it.
On my Christmas list that's gaming related is like, hey, if you want to give me a Steam gift card, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, just
yeah.
give me a Steam
yeah.
gift card. I'll sit on that for like a year and just kind of like chip away at that yep. balance.
I didn't ask for like video game related, but podcast related. I'm getting a new microphone eventually.
Nice. What mic?
Maybe a new office chair because this thing is a piece of shit.
Wow. Cool. Any books? I'm a book person. You got any books? Hot book recommendation?
I'm getting some
okay.
cookbooks,
nice.
But they've already been purchased for me. And yeah, it's for cooking.
You were up in the attic and you found the box.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, oh, I know what I'm getting. And you ruined the surprise for yourself.
No, she already told me. It's like, I got you some cookbooks. So I was like, okay. She got multiple copies, like, she thought it was so good. She got one for herself and one for me, and, yeah, one for my sister-in-law, so it's fine.
Is she going to wrap it, though? Like, here you go. Surprise, it's a book!
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
what if
I
she
like
swerves on you, though?
I have a whole shelf of
them. What if it's actually
them?
A different book, and you're like, whoa, she got me Stephen King's The Institute.
She already told me about some of the recipes in it. And so, yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
It sounds good.
Neat.
But yeah, this year I'm mainly just getting money for stuff.
Sure.
Because I'm an adult now.
The final Walking Dead compendium is out, so I might get that.
You're a Walking Dead fan?
Yeah, I have the other compendium, so I've
you have the other compendium. I'm
comics.
Learning so much about you.
There's about four now. I've got all three of them so far, so I just need one more. And then, like, I have all of the comics, apparently.
We don't sit down and talk enough. I didn't know you were even into Walking Dead. I'm so surprised by you.
Yeah, I started with the TV show, and then I grabbed, like, the two compendiums that were out then, read them all, and went, oh, this is way ahead of the TV show, and stopped watching the TV show.
It's also way darker than the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen the TV show since.
Have you?
But, like, I've kept... No, I don't, because I don't have the last compendium yet.
I'm excited to see what your thoughts are on Compendium 2 of The Walking Dead.
Four
of The Walking Dead.
Maybe three. Probably
seven.
Four. That's four.
Of The Walking Dead. I'm very excited for that. Probably getting Batman comics, probably. I have a problem. It's a problem.
My fiance got me the first three of like the new 52 of Batman.
Okay. Sure.
I think that like covers most of the Court of Owls.
Court of Owls, very
and
good.
And I think the introduction of Joker.
Yeah.
In that section.
Slicey
it was
face
cool.
Joker.
She got me those, cool. As well as Slicey Face Joker Converse shoes at the same time.
Okay, Slicey Face
so
Joker.
That was cool.
Everyone loves Slicey Face Joker, right? Right, Mary? Slicey Face Joker. Your favorite. Harley Quinn TV show, very
you
good.
You know what I love? I love eating food, and I haven't eaten anything yet today, and I'm all starving. Well, let's end it. I'm
speaking
sorry.
Of that, it's like I have to go to dinner with a friend, and I need to
wrap it up.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry. I'm just starving. Merry Christmas. I'm thinking about the cookbook and the recipes. It kickstarted it, and I was like, oh God. I need food.
I need to get that recipe for pearl onions from you at some point, so don't go anywhere. No, that's fine. Let me know.
Sure, yeah. No, I'll send that to you. It's
Merry
good.
Christmas to me with a recipe for pearl onions. All right. Thank you, everybody. That's been episode 186 of Rums Over Baghdad. We might do something next weekend. We're not sure. Christmas, holidays, makes things crazy. Mary's going to be gone.
Yeah.
She's ascending to the Cats movie, the Heaven's Word, Heaven's Plane. In the air balloon. I don't know how that musical ends. It's some kind of crazy shit.
No.
I'm going to be everywhere. You can check us all out on twitch.tv/Rams of Baghdad every week, 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Come check us out. Come hang out. Come talk to us about Cats, the musical. I'm a big fan of it. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, which is the worst movie. Nobody really knows. I guess we'll see.
This upcoming week, like not during actual Christmas. Well, maybe during actual Christmas. I got nothing to do. I'm sorry. I'm going to be streaming Sakura Taisen, finally. Okay. I got it all set up. I'm ready to go. I've been holding off playing that game because I wanted to stream it. So, yeah, I will be doing that this week. So,
cool.
We should do a grab bag because I've got like 50 VIP wheel spins in Forza Horizon 4 that I need to get through. Can do like a quick stream before
that would be cool. I would play with y'all. Yeah.
All right. Also, YouTube. There, our website, RumsOverBaghdad.com. I've been your host, at RumsBag. You can send emails also at RumsBag@gmail.com. Twitter, you can tweet us. There'll be lists. I have a list of TV shows I will be releasing, so check out our website for that. It's 5 pages. So get ready to read through that. It's a nightmare. Wow. I watch too many fucking TV shows. You don't want to know. I watched all of The Witcher in like 2 days. It's a fucking great show. Thank you. All right. Have a good night. I've been Elwick. We'll see you next time. And to everybody out there, happy holidays. My tree smells like citrus. It's really fucking cool. Thank you.